My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin gets his phone call with his scammer, Belinda. Can they patch things up? Listen and enjoy.
She said she's not going to answer that. The chat felt, for the most part, I was DOA.
Right.
I asked Joe if he thought I would get the phone call. Joe, showing a little bit of belief in fake Davin, said I would get the phone call, but I was going to have to work up for it.
You'd have it would take a whole another mountain to climb. He climbed the other mountain. Now he's down at down in the valley. He might get it. I'm not going to say he's not, but he's got a hill to climb.
Yeah, he's pretty much
hell of a one too.
He's pretty much pushing a raisin uphill with his nose.
Yeah.
So what do you think is going to happen, Pip?
I don't know, because I think that the... I'm sorry, I'm distracted by Tucson, Trucker Tommy said... I almost call him Tucson Tom.
That'll learn you.
Because he said, you didn't hear, Pip? Tucson is the latest fad in gay marriage. Okay.
Oh, Tom.
It's a one-way ticket because we're staying.
Finally, we can be ourselves.
We're going to put down roots. Ours.
Oh.
All right. So what do you think is going to happen?
I'm not really sure, because... I'm thinking that, well, first of all, from previous experience, I know that Davin, not fake Davin, real Davin, would not be quite so cocky if he had gotten shot down.
That's not true. It could flame out spectacularly.
No. I'm feeling the ice. I'll show them. I'm going to.
You're feeling
past,
smug, Davin.
I'm feeling smug, Davin. Smug, real Davin. I'm thinking that
I do not
like. I'm defying the expectations of the chat. I'm feeling that off.
I do not like your low opinion of me. As I've stated before,
are you new?
I don't care what you think about me. Look at you.
Are you?
Yeah, you can't even shoot a tissue into a wastebasket. I care what you think.
are you new here?
Yeah. All right. So you think? Do you think I can keep this going, or you think this flames out?
No, I'm thinking that it's going to keep going.
Do I get a phone call, or am I going to have to work up to it?
Working up to it.
All right. So we're on May 17th. So I will play to you what transpired on May 17th.
Okay.
Belinda's been very hostile to me.
Hello. If you like the caller tunes you're about to hear, press star to copy now.
Hello.
May I please speak to Belinda?
Yes, Belinda speaking.
Hey, Belinda, you know who this is?
No, who am I speaking to?
Speaking of Davin.
Oh, really? You said you'd call me and then you have to call me.
I told you I would call you.
Yeah, you said you'd be calling me and giving me a mistake when I was sick, but I didn't hear from you again.
No, I told you I would call you 2 o'clock your time.
Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, I only got a couple of minutes because my calling card's going to run out. But I wanted to talk to you because we're having problems, and I don't want it to be that way.
Okay. What are we talking about now?
What are we talking?
Hello.
You don't remember what
we're talking?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello?
Somebody's on.
Hello?
Hello? Belinda?
You have $1.33 remaining. Please enter the telephone number you wish to dial now.
Hello?
You have 5 minutes remaining for this call.
Tom doesn't think that's the Belinda you spoke to on Skype.
That's absolutely the Belinda.
You have $1.33.
I know. Stupid's on a payphone.
One more.
Left in America.
One more nickel.
Para español, presione. Please
Spanish
enter your PIN number or press star 0 to be. You have $1.33 remaining. Please enter the telephone number you wish to dial now. You have 3 minutes remaining for this call.
Beep.
it quicker than me on the weekend.
Hello.
Hey, I only got 3 minutes now. What happened? The phone disconnected.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me? Belinda?
Hello.
Belinda, can you hear me?
Yeah. David, I can't hear you.
Okay. So,
I'm a little bit busy, so can you call me in 2 hours' time?
I don't know. Why can't we talk now? I only have a minute or two.
I'm cooking. I'm cooking for my grandma, so I just have to hurry up.
All right. Well, I need to know. Do you want to be with me?
Is it?
I said, do you still want to be with me?
Yes, of course. I want to be with you. Why?
Why? Because you've been saying you don't want to be with me.
I know I said I don't want to be with you, so please let me just hurry up and finish so that you can talk.
What? Please repeat?
Let me just finish with my grandma's food, and then I'll call you so I will talk.
All right, I'll try to get another calling card. I'll talk to you later on.
Okay, then call me now. 2 hours' time, okay?
Okay. All right, bye.
All right. Love you.
Love you, too. Bye.
All right, we got some things to talk about.
Wait.
First of all, Trucker Tom is absolutely wrong. That is my girl.
Okay.
All
right, let's not throw the confetti yet.
All right. But, Joe, I had it all ready to go.
No.
I think we learned some things.
Well, we didn't. Okay, now the phone number you dialed.
That's my girl.
That's your girl.
That's my girl.
Okay.
They won't have called her on.
Okay. And this is the phone number you've been using.
Same phone number I've been using.
Okay. That might be your girl.
That's my girl.
Okay. But it might not be the person you're talking to now.
Oh, it's clearly not, Joe.
It's not. She has no idea what's going on.
Settle down, Sherlock. We all figured that out.
I'm just trying to emphasize that.
Sure you are.
No, I am.
No, it's clear. It's clear that the person who I had the connection with has not been in the loop for the past month.
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.